With each passing day, Strongheart grew more trusting. As he did, his talents and graces, trapped for so long inside him, began to reveal themselves. Gentleness. Generosity. A sense of humor. Then, one night, the dog bumped open Larry's bedroom door. Larry turned and his eyes widened. Since arriving in Hollywood, Strongheart had insisted on sleeping alone on the living room's hard tile floor. He refused blankets. He turned up his nose at pillows. But now here he stood, staring at the pajama-clad director. Larry patted the bed. "Do you want to sleep with me?" Strongheart jumped up. "I guess that's a yes," said Larry. He rolled to the far side, making room for the dog. Strongheart snuffled the blankets. Then he began spinning in a small circle, as if tamping down a patch of invisible grass. Around and around, around and around, around and... "All right already," grumbled Larry. Strongheart flopped down and let out a loud sigh. And Larry rolled over and switched off the light. The two lay side by side in the dark. Slowly, Larry reached out and laid his hand on the dog's neck. Beneath his fingers, the fur was thick and springy and impossibly soft. "Good boy," he whispered. Strongheart inched closer. He dabbed Larry's arm with his tongue. "First kiss," murmured Larry, before drifting off to sleep. Hours later, Larry awoke to find Strongheart's back end smashed against his face.
"Hey, come on, turn it the other way," complained Larry. He gave the dog a shove.
Sleepily, reluctantly, Strongheart obeyed. But minutes later,
"Knock it off, Strongheart," cried Larry. "Either lay your head in the right direction or get off the bed."
With an exasperated sigh, the dog once again righted himself. But not for long.
"That's it," Larry shouted. "Off the bed."
Strongheart jumped to the floor and watched Larry with unblinking eyes. Perhaps it was the late hour, or the way the shadows fell across the dog's face, but Strongheart looked as if he knew everything that was being said to him. Really knew. Not in the owner-dog command sort of way, but on a deeper level. Larry ventured, "Do you understand me?" In response, the dog's tail swished back and forth across the floor.
"You get what's on my mind," clarified Larry.
"You grasp my point of view. You comprehend my thoughts and feelings." This time, Strongheart thumped his tail. Hard. Larry ran a hand over his face. "I'm so tired, I'm delusional," he muttered to himself. But to the dog, he said, "Listen, if you and I are going to go on sleeping together, we're going to have to establish some rules. I'm willing to give you half the bed. I can even put up with your infernal circling. But this sleeping with your rear end in my face is out." At this, Strongheart grabbed Larry's pajama sleeve in his teeth and tugged him toward the bedroom window. Then, releasing the sleeve, he grabbed one of the curtains in his mouth. He held on to it a moment before letting it drop back. Oof! He looked from the window to the bed. Larry understood as clearly as if Strongheart were speaking English. The former police dog wanted to sleep facing the window. If a burglar tried to get in that way, Strongheart wouldn't have to waste time turning around before leaping into action. "Why didn't you say so earlier?" Huffing and puffing, Larry turned the bed around. Then, after Strongheart spun a few more circles, man and dog flopped onto the pillows. Both their heads pointed toward the window. Strongheart quickly fell asleep. But Larry lay awake, his thoughts whirling. He'd uncovered two secrets about his dog that night. First, and most mind-boggling, Strongheart had understood. Truly understood. And in his dog wisdom, he'd made it possible for Larry to understand him, too. And second, the director shoved the shepherd's head off his shoulder.
Strongheart was a drooler.